Challah Perek Daled Mishnah Yud Aleph, the final Mishnah in Masechta Challah, continues the discussion of people trying to bring things to Yerushalayim and it was not accepted. Ben Antinos had a bechoros mi Bavel. Ben Antinos had a bechor of cattle or sheep that he brought from Bavel, from Chutz Laretz to Eretz Yisrael, and velo kiblu imenu, they wouldn't accept them as any kind of korban bechor there in Eretz Yisrael in the Beis HaMikdash. They said, the pasuk says in Parshas Re'eh, when it lists the way that you are going to eat certain things at the Beis HaMikdash, and you go on Ola Regel, it says, ma'asar d'goncha tiroshcha b'yitzarecha, the ma'asar of all of your produce, u v'choros b'korcha v'tzonecha, and the firstborn of your cattle and your sheep. And they darshan from that, just like you only bring Meiser Dagon from stuff grown in Eretz Yisrael, you only bring Bechorim who come from Eretz Yisrael, or Bechoros of these cattle as well. Yosef HaKohen, Hevi Bikurei Yayin V'Shemen. Yosef HaKohen tried to bring to the Beis HaMikdash Bikurim from liquid wine and oil that had already been processed, V'lo Kiblu Mimenu. And they didn't accept it from him, because they said Bikurim have to come from the actual fruits themselves that grew, not from the mashkim, not from the liquids that you are trying to bring afterwards. And in fact, the halacha is like our Mishnah, that you can't bring it from the processed liquid afterwards. Af hu ha'elo azbonav es b'nei beso, lasos pesach katan b'Yerushalayim. Now, not only did he try to bring the wrong kind of bikurim, but he also did another thing wrong. He brought up to Yerushalayim his sons and the members of his family to perform Pesach Sheni in Yerushalayim. So he made a big procession out of it. Bechaziruhu, and they turned him around and sent him back. Shalikova hadovar chova, so that he would not turn this into a requirement, which it was not. What are they talking about? Either he brought his bana of his sons who were kitanim, who in fact, the kitanim he brought were there to be mekayim the mitzvah of re'iyah. We will learn that in Chagigo when we get up to that eventually in Moed, that there is a mitzvah on the Shalosh Regalim to re'iyah, to be seen. Yero'eh kol zechurecha. But he tried to bring them on Pesach Sheni. And in fact, there's no mitzvah to bring kitanim on Pesach Sheni. The only time you would be on the regular Pesach, on the regular Yontif. Some say that he brought his wife up to do Pesach Sheni, and there's no mitzvah for women to perform a replacement carbon Pesach Sheni, only the original Pesach in its proper time. So they didn't want him to turn this into a seeming chov, and so they rejected him and sent him back away. Ariston, Hevi Bikurov me Apamya. Ariston, this individual, brought his Bikurim from a place called Apamya, which is in Syria. The Kiblu Mimenu, and this time they accepted his Bikurim. Vibnesha Amru, because they said, Hakone Besuria, if somebody buys land in Syria, so he is a Jewish landowner there, Kikone Beparvar Sheb Yerushalayim, it's like buying land on the outskirts of Yerushalayim. When it comes to Bikurim, we allow Syria to be treated like Eretz Yisrael as long as it's a Jew who owns the land. And so he can bring it into Eretz Yisrael to be dealt with properly like other Bikurim. But when it comes to Truma, we treat it like Chutz Laretz, and although we say that it's Chayiv and Truma Midrabanan, we don't let the Truma enter Eretz Yisrael. You have to consume it there, outside in Syria, rather than in Eretz Yisrael proper. Some people were worried that if everybody knew that the Truma was coming from Syria to Eretz Yisrael, the Kohanim would leave Eretz Yisrael to go to Syria to chase it down, and we don't want to give them any reason to leave Eretz Yisrael l'chadchila. Hadran Allah, Masechta Challah, and now on to Masechta Arla. Masechta Arla deals with the idea of planting fruit trees, which for the first 3 years, the Torah says in Vayikra, V'chisavo el ha'aretz unetatem kol etz ma'achol. And when you plant any food-bearing tree, V'araltem Arla so espir yo, its fruit will be forbidden to you, shalosh shanim, for 3 years, yelochem arelim, lo yeyochel, it shall not be eaten. In the fourth year, then it's Kodesh Hilulim LaHashem, then we'll talk about Netar Ravai perhaps later in the Masechta. The fifth year and on, then you can eat the fruit that grew from those trees. But when it comes to fruit trees that you plant, for the first 3 years they are usher to you, and that is the predominant theme in Masechta Orla. So the Mishnah begins, Hanotea Lisyag Ulikoros. If somebody plants fruit trees, but he really doesn't intend to take advantage of the fruit that grows from them, he is not tending them for the sake of eating the fruit that grows, rather he plants granted them lisyag to be a hedge or a fence around his property, ulikoros, or for the wood, for beams. He's going to use it to build, or he's going to use it for fuel, for burning the wood, and he really has no intention of actually getting anything from the fruit. Pater min ha'arla, then the fruit that does grow from it is pater from arla for those first 3 years, and he can eat it if he wants to, since the fruit is only a byproduct that he did not intend. Rabbi Yossi Omer, Rabbi Yossi is even more mekel. He says, afilu omar hapnimi lemachol v'achitzon lisiyog. If he divides, as it were, his tree into two sides, the inner side, he says, I plan on eating the outside that faces out of my property, I want that to be a fence, or I want to use it for the wood, he says, the branches that grow in the other direction, hapnimi chayav, then the inner side of the tree is chayav in the halachas of Arla, because he intends to eat the fruit, v'achitzon pater, but the outer side that's facing out, where he's going to use the branches for fuel or just for a fence, then he is pater from the halachas of Arla for that. Even though it's all one tree, it can have two separate halachas to it.